Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, Bragg Ann Arbor, as it's known. And today we're going to talk about home financing on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY. Joining us is Senior Loan Officer from Ruoff Home Mortgage, Keanu Tabali. And Keanu, great to have you here. You're a recent transplant to our area, I understand. You come from the Pacific Northwest, is that right?
I came from, I lived in Washington, that's where I grew up, and then I lived in Vegas for 10 years. So moved to Michigan about 3 years ago. This is where my wife grew up. So came here to raise the family.
You've got two little ones, is that right?
1 and 4.
Oh, how sweet.
And my one-year-old is an absolute terror.
Well, that's okay, because if it's not children, it's dogs with Zooming, these kinds of things. So if mine keeps quiet, I'll be surprised. All right. You mentioned 10 years in Las Vegas, and we have to explain why, because I think it's really an interesting part of your background. You played professional poker in Las Vegas, right?
I did. Yep.
What was that experience like, and how has the skills that maybe you gained through doing that applied to what you're doing now with mortgages with Ruoff?
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny when I look back at my life. So I played college baseball. I was always very competitive. And that's kind of where I started learning poker. So we would play in the dorms, and I wasn't any good. Nobody's good when you first start. So started reading a bunch of books and started making pretty good money. I had a job after college, and I was making pretty good money there, but I was actually making more playing poker. So a couple years later, I decided just to move to Vegas and pursue, you know, playing professionally. And I was there for 10 years and had a lot of fun, met a lot of interesting people. And as far as skills translating, to be honest with you, I'm pretty blessed to be in this industry, in the mortgage business. You know, there's a lot of different areas to continue to improve as a mortgage loan officer. And my main skill sets are, you know, strategy, numbers, dealing with people. And that's exactly what the mortgage business is. So I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing right now. So it's been great.
That's wonderful. Well, tell your wife thank you for coming back home to Michigan. We love when they come back home, especially when her husband's transplant from across the country. So today we're going to talk about what people need to know about securing a mortgage or refinancing their current home. We're also going to take a look at the buying and selling of the market place right now. First of all, what's your impression of the Washtenaw County region and what's out there? It seems like homes are going pretty quickly. Is that your impression?
Homes are going very quick. Right now, there's lack of inventory. I don't know if it's because of the uncertainty of the economy, people holding out to put their houses up, but there's a lot of buyers waiting for people to put their houses up. And, I would suggest that if you're on the fence to actually put your house up, that you do it. You're going to get top dollar. There's a lot of buyers out there, and you may be thinking that you have to pay top dollar for your next house, which is probably true since the inventory is low, but you end up getting a way better interest rate than you currently have. So you still end up saving in the long run.
Yeah, those interest rates have been incredible right now. They're at the lowest I can ever remember. Talk a little bit about how that plays into what the ultimate payout is for people when they're getting a mortgage. I mean, I don't know if people realize how much that can either add or lessen your burden.
Yeah, so I'm just going to talk about somebody that I just got off the phone with. I'm not going to mention any names, but, you know, currently, and this is a lot of people, you know, people get into tight situations and they take out credit card debt. So currently, you know, this lady has about $20,000 in credit card debt, and she's paying about $750 a month in credit card debt. So instead of her refinancing, what we talked about is her selling her house, getting top dollar for her house, and getting into a new house with the interest rate being a lot lower while also paying all of her credit card debt off. So her house is currently worth $240,000. She is paying about $1,400 a month. She can get into a $270,000 house and pay off all her credit card debt. And instead of having $2,100 a month in expenses, she's going to a bigger house and her monthly output or monthly nut is going down to about $1,600. So she's saving about like $550 a month by doing this. So the interest rates are, it's a great way to, you know, if you have equity to pay off credit card debt as well.
Wow, I love that scenario there. And ultimately, she's improving her credit score doing all of this, right?
She is. Yep.
That's key too, I think, in that. And just getting a fresh outlook and getting a new house, I mean, there's a lot to be said for that. So this is what someone like you, a loan officer, can help people go through. And we should really start at the beginning. A lot of times people are looking for a home. They're checking out Realtor.com or Zillow or and maybe they're even starting with a real estate agent. But the person you need to start with is someone like you, Keanu, a loan officer. Why is that?
Well, if you start with a loan officer in the beginning, you're going to have a lot more confidence in your approval. You know, we're going to go over your credit. You know, if your credit score is low, maybe there's a way that we can work on raising your credit score, which will actually improve your terms. Secondly, you really don't know what you can afford or what the payments are going to be unless you talk to a loan officer. And then thirdly, you know, if there's any type of hiccups, you know, on your credit report or job history or anything like that, it allows us to get in front of it early, which can, you know, it can save you from losing your house later on in the future.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're talking with Keanu Tabali. He is with Ruoff Home Mortgage as a senior loan officer there. And we'll have a website for you in just a moment here that you can check out as well. We really need to confront what is front and center for all of us right now, and that's COVID-19, Keanu. Have any of your clients asked about mortgage forgiveness? Is that even a thing during COVID? We've seen a lot of creditors back off on certain payments or waylay them because of the times that we're living in. What about for someone with their mortgage if they're struggling right now because maybe they lost their job or their job was reduced?
I would say that if you are struggling, use it as the absolute last resort. The reason I say that is because if you do go into mortgage forbearance, you're not going to qualify to refinance or purchase unless you've made those payments for 3 months in a row. The second reason why it's important to use it as a last resort is A, you may not qualify to refinance, and then B, servicers have different rules. So there's a chance if you do have a forbearance and you miss three payments, there's a chance that you're going to owe all three payments at once on top of your next current mortgage payment. So it's not really helping. All of a sudden, if you owe $6,000 at once, how did that help you? Yeah. So you really have to look into the rules if you're going to look into that.
Okay. What about if you, for closings and the kinds of things that need to be done prior to either selling or buying a home during COVID, has that changed? Are they still expected to be in person?
Yeah, as far as they are in person, but actually here at Ruoff, we have taken COVID-19 very seriously. And we actually have a way to make your closing package, the amount of documents you actually have to sign physically, shorter. So you can sign everything online. And then there's probably about 10 to 15 documents that you have to physically sign when you're there. And that makes the process a lot quicker. And everything else is done, you know, via phone, via computer and website. So it's really, really streamlined and really easy for people.
All right. Let's talk both about getting a mortgage and about refinancing mortgage. What are some of the things that you want your clients to have in order to proceed with either of those things? So documents, you know, even just getting your financial house in order. Talk a little bit about that and what you're looking for.
Yeah. So the one thing I'll say is if you're self-employed, the documentation is going to be a little bit heavier right now because of COVID. But for regular W-2 employees, I mean, really, we try to make it as easy and streamlined for the client as we can. So really, you're looking at a copy of your driver's license, a 2020 W-2, your most recent pay stub. And if you have a current mortgage, we just need your mortgage statement and really just your insurance agent's contact info, and we can get the declarations page from them. So,
and for those of you that are in business for yourself, like I am, then, you know, it can be a little bit more cumbersome. So you just have to make sure that you on a regular basis have these files ready to go. For instance, if you're paying yourself, make sure you've got copies of all those checks, and you want to show that you have a steady income, right?
Correct. Yeah. That's the number one thing I run into with self-employed borrowers is trying to write everything off. If you're looking at your net, the amount of money that you made net through your business. So if you're writing everything off and it's showing that you made $6,000 for the year before, then it's going to be really impossible to qualify for a mortgage. So just keep that in mind when you're filing taxes.
All right. What about refinancing your current home? Is that process easier or just as much information is going to be needed?
It's going to be pretty much the same process. I'm really lucky because of the company I work for. So we have technology to validate your income. So there's some companies where I won't even need a W-2 or a pay stub. We can just validate it through our technology. And the other thing I also wanted to bring up was, our closings. We were clear to close on 2 refis last week in 5 business days and then 6 business days. I mean, that's really unheard of. I know a company it's taking them 4 to 5 months to close on a refinance.
Wow.
So keep in mind, you know, the national average is running right around 60 days to close on a loan. And currently we're at 21. So there's a big difference between lenders, and it's important to have a lender that can close quick because the market is so competitive. When you go to put an offer in, if that listing agent is seeing that you are closing a lot quicker and communicating well, then you have a good chance of beating out someone with the same exact offer.
Amazing. Keanu Tabali, Senior Loan Officer with Ruoff Home Mortgage. Here's that website I promised to give you. It's ruoff.com. That's R-U-O-F-F. So ruoff.com/Keanu Tabali. Keanu is just like Keanu Reeves, K-E-A-N-U, and then Tabali, T-A-B-A-L-I. So that's a combination, what, Hawaiian and Filipino name?
Yep, that's Hawaiian and Filipino. First name's Hawaiian, last name's Filipino.
That's a great name, Keanu Tabali. So again, ruoff.com/Keanu Tabali, and you can get information about Keanu helping you out with mortgages as well. And Ruoff Home Mortgage, a member of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. You can also visit BraggAnnArbor.com. Most of your clients, are you seeing empty nesters that are downsizing, first-time buyers of homes, out-of-state buyers? Who's out there right now for you?
It seems like it's all over the board for me. Like first-time home buyers, people transferring jobs from out-of-state, there is a lot of buyers right now, and so I can't reiterate enough to, if you're on the fence about selling your house, you should really consider putting it up soon, seeing what you can get for it.
It's a seller's market. It totally makes sense, like you said at the very beginning, Keanu, because you can get more for your house right now, and then you can upgrade to a bigger house yourself, a nicer house perhaps, and you can take advantage of those very low interest rates, making it a win-win all the way around, and perhaps even paying off credit that you might owe in the process and really getting a fresh start on life, I think.
I agree. Yep. And it's, you know, when you say seller's market, a lot of people would think that it's negative. It's a negative for the buyers. But since the interest rates are so low, it's good overall. Like selling your house and getting into a new house, taking advantage of historically low interest rates. It's really a good time. So if you really think about it, if you wait for a year and interest rates go from the high twos, low threes to the high threes, low fours, you're going to be spending the same amount of money for a house that's less expensive, you know,
yeah.
Or purchase price is lower. Or, yeah, it makes sense to do everything right now.
Well, I'll tell you, if it's one thing this professional poker player knows, he knows how to work that game and the money and the math and everything. It really does translate well to your new career as a mortgage loan officer. It's wonderful getting to know you today. Thank you so much, Keanu.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely.
From Ruoff Home Mortgage, Keanu Tabali, Senior Loan Officer. And again, you can go online to ruoff.com, ruoff.com/Keanu Tabali. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.